All right. Alei Shur Chelek Aleph. It's the 17th of April, Iyar Heitav Shin Ayin Gimel. Starting from the introduction on Daf Zayin. Alei Shur, he quotes the Pasuk, Ben Puras Yosef, Ben Puras Alei Ayin, Banoiz Tzada Alei Shur. Pasuk that Yaakov utters with respect to his son Yosef in Parshas Vayichi, and Rashi there explains Alei Shur Al HaChoyma, upon the wall. So it also begins, Mechitza avant mavdeles ben olam ha'tira leven ha'olam ha'shem libachutz. There's a thick partition, a thick wall that separates the olam ha'tira and the world outside. Ha'imed b'chutz, a person is outside this world. Afimu shomer Torah mitzvois, not only if he's not observant, but even if he is observant. Ein lo yitziyur u'musag ma'apel ha'mischadol b'fnim. He doesn't have any concept, any idea of the wonder that is generated inside the Torah world. V'yayish, sometimes it's even worse. Asher gam ha-yoyishev ben koyislei Beis HaMidrash. That even a person sitting within the walls of Beis HaMidrash, doimek mishen elmu mimenu ta'amei Torah, he's missing the reasoning, he's missing the depth. V'adayin b'chutz imed, he's still standing outside, k'shalei shemesh tamidei chachamim, when he hasn't had the opportunity to associate closely with Talmidei Chachamim. This last part of the sentence is a paraphrase of a Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara that discusses the definition of an Am Haaretz, and Rashi there comments about Shimush Talmidei Chachamim and this concept of Tam. The author is paraphrasing that. Bedoreinu ze holchim u'misabim baruch Hashem lomdei Torah. In this generation, the number of Lomdei Torah is increasing, Baruch Hashem, and he wrote this many years ago. It's certainly true in our days. Ach mu'atim hem ha'zechim l'shemesh Talmidei Chachamim. Unfortunately, there are very few out of these numerous Talmidim who have the opportunity to have any sort of intimate contact with Talmidei Chachamim. Sefurim hem harabanim hadomim l'malach Hashem tzvakois sheyesh levakish Torah mipiem. Very few of the teachers who are like Malach Hashem Tzvakos. Now this is from the Pasuk in Malachi. Malachi Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. And the Gemara quotes it and comments on it in Chagigah Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, that if the Rav resembles a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, then you should seek Torah from his mouth. So he's paraphrasing those words, and he says there are very few in our generation such high caliber Talmidei Chachamim who are like Malach Hashem Tzvakos that you can seek Torah from them. Ki alu ala moiked hema v'talmidim nishmasam eden Hashem yikom damam. They and the talmidim were killed. V'rak seridim nisharu lefleita. There are only a few remnants. Asher hem bivchinas sherei knesses gdola. They have the aspect of sherei knesses gdola. Is of course paraphrasing the Mishnah Pekei Avos, Pekei Aleph Mishnah Beis, that Shimon HaTzadik haya mishirei. I don't think the author intends here this phrase as a mere figure of speech. He means that those Talmidei Chachamim who survived the war have the same function as Sherei Knesset HaGdolah after the Golus of Bavel. It's the same type of situation. Uvnei HaTorah, asher bedorenu koi hisraglu belimudu Torah bli shimush Talmidei Chachamim. The Bnei Torah, who in our generation are so used to learning Torah without constant and intimate contact with Talmidei Chachamim. The learning is book learning. Ad she'ein oile al da'atam klal, it never occurs to them ki yitachen v'adayin b'chutz yom omdim, that possibly they're still standing outside that wall. Al afa yediyos harbois shirach shulam b'torah, despite the great knowledge that they've acquired. It's because, in fact, of the great knowledge they've acquired that it doesn't occur to them that they're still standing outside. B'chutz yom omdim, what does that mean, they're standing outside? Zeis emeres shelo higiu lifnimius ha'torah v'lifnimius atzmam. It means they haven't reached inner dimensions of Torah and the inner dimensions of themselves. Some of them don't appreciate at all what's missing. They're not aware of this lack. They also achieve a certain status. They have certain positions. One may become a lamdan. He becomes proficient in learning Gemara. The second becomes extremely punctilious in fulfillment of mitzvahs. Shlishi b'chulios askan haredi, a third may choose to become a haredi activist and act on behalf of the community. Revi'inim shach lekanaus, fourth may be drawn to zealousness. Acherim argishim ki teras emes, others may sense that Teiras HaNes Mehem V'Ala is actually beyond their reach. They may sense that there's something missing. Yekarim Ele, these precious souls, Mechapsim Derech, they're searching for a path. Hem Kolotim Pisgam Po V'Hanhagasham. They may absorb an aphorism over here or a certain mode of conduct over there that they read about somewhere. Bimkoim HaChinuch B'Hachikui. And what happens is that instead of Chinuch comes mere emulation, mere parroting. Uvimkom hashimush, instead of that close and intimate relationship with the teacher, ha'avana hashitchis mikli sheli shiur ve'i. What comes is instead superficial understanding from third and fourth hands. This is of course a paraphrase of the terminology in Ishas of Kli, Isho Inshini, etc. Umamis cholele b'mishi nichnas be'emes l'sech olam ha'Torah. What in fact happens to somebody who truly enters olam ha'Torah? And the author quotes the pasuk in Yoiv, it's Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Yud Beis. Ayir pere adam yivoled. That the pasuk urges a person who's born like a wild donkey to be reborn as a human being, to become a mensch. Ze korega gam michutz olam ha'Torah. That can happen even outside olam ha'Torah. Meaning, mechanech muvhak, a solid mechanech, solid educator, yuchal lehatzliach lechanech adam, can be mechanech and bring about a mensch. However, ha'adam shezachal yikanes lesech olam ha'Torah be'emes, a person who is not just a mensch, but has merited entering into the olam ha'Torah that you're speaking about, that's something else. Nehepach li'ishachi, he becomes transformed into someone else. Zoi mahapecha pnimis. This is an internal revolution, transformation. Shelera'inu kemo yisa, v'lo yishamanu alea mechutz lekos le'Beis HaMidrash. That only occurs within the Beis HaMidrash. Outside, you can have a successful mechanech who will be able to turn a wild donkey into a human being. But to truly transform oneself, that only happens within the walls of Beis HaMidrash. And now the author elaborates on this concept of transformation. Mahu zelios nepach lishachem. What does that mean to be transformed into someone else? He gives three examples. Bemi shezochei linvoah, a person who becomes a prophet. Kisev Rambam, the Rambam writes, ki be'eis shetanuach alav haruach. When that spirit of prophecy rests upon him, tisarev nafshei bemalas amalachim anikim ishim. His soul then mingles at the level of the malachim, who are called ishim. Ve'yehafeich le'ish acher. Now he uses this terminology. He becomes transformed. Ve'yavin bedato, he then is aware she'enu kemo yishaya. He's no longer as he was before. Ela she'nis'ala al ma'alas sh'ar b'nei adam ha'chachamim. He's gone beyond the level of the wise, the level that's achievable with the human intellect. Kemo yishnema b'sha'ul, as it says regarding Sha'ul, that Shmuel Anvi told him, ve'hisnabisa imam, you will prophesy with them, v'nehpachta le'ish acher. And you will be transformed. So it's this terminology is already rooted in the psukim. You will be transformed into someone else. This is from Perek Zayin of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Halacha Aleph. That's example number one. U'midrakei ha'teshuvah, the Rambam writes further that one of the elements of teshuvah, hu liyos meshane shmoy, to change one's name, kloima, as if to say, ani acher, I'm a different person. I'm no longer the person who did those things. He transforms his actions. He changes them for the good and to a correct path. This is in Perek Beis of Hilchos Teshuvah, Halacha Dalet. Third example is from Rabbeinu Yoina. When a person hears and absorbs the rebuke of the Chachamim and the Melchichim, those are rebuking. U'makshiv v'nichna, he hears it, and he submits himself to these words. V'kabel b'libo devrei Torah Chachamim, and he allows his heart to accept these words of chastisement. K'yisev Rabbeinu Yoina alav ha'shalom, hine ish ze, such a person, berega katan, in one moment, yaitze me'afela le'or gadol, can emerge from darkness into a great light. When a person listens in that way, vilvavoy yashiv yovin, and his heart understands, v'shav v'kabel b'yom shumoy devrei mochichim, and he accepts the words of rebuke, v'kayem alav liyoseh and he commits himself to do kechol asher yorut of Sefer Torah in accordance with everything that he's taught by the Torah scholars min hayom u'vamala, from the day onwards, v'chulei, alasa b'yado teshuvah, he's achieved teshuvah, v'nehpach le'ish acher, again these critical words, he will be transformed into a different person. This is Shari Teshuvah, Chelek Beis Perek Yud. To summarize, Harei Binvua, so when it comes to prophecy, Bis Shuvas Adam Me'atzmo, or when a person is motivated by himself to do tshuva, Uv Kabbalas Ticha Chasachim, and also by accepting chastisement and rebuke from others, those are the three examples, Tefsat Tira, Yeshnas Gulazo, these three events have this property, Shadam Nepach Le'acher, that a person can be transformed into someone else. Next point. Eich uvameu neba. How does it happen that he becomes transformed? In what way? Haim koicho yisav uschon esam ishlim. Do we say that his talents change, his personality, his character traits? Begeda shere uven epach l'shimon. We're saying that Reuven can become a Shimon. Vadai sheze lo itachin. Of course, that's not possible. A Reuven will always be a Reuven. Ella, the truth is that gam ha'ish acher, that other person that we're speaking about, that he becomes, hayatzafun bo yisod ha'matzmo, he was already hidden within the person. He was there, rak shelo yadam imino, but the individual didn't know of this deeper level of his personality. To become an adam acher means to become aware of it and access those levels. Ha'adam dome levinyan gadol, a person resembles in a building, ba'al kol moyis rabois, with a number of stories. Uvchol koyma yeshnan yoser segulois ma'asher b'zei shetachtei. And every story, every step, has more properties and more depth than the one underneath. Vehu anishloi, this person, his eye, hayadar adko bekomas hakarka. Until now, he lived on the ground floor. Ve'ulai b'matef, maybe even in a cellar, in the basement. And he says in brackets, al zei yedubar be'ezras Hashem b'fnim asav. All this kasas inside. So through these experiences, either prophecy, or al-yaday teshuvah, self-motivated teshuvah, or al-yaday kabbalas teichacha, these are the three examples by accepting and rebuke. Yechoil adam ze, we're saying that the process of transformation is that a person can legalois bekirboi oimek verum chadash. He can discover within himself new heights and new depths. He was not aware of them until now. And from now on, those newly discovered depths and heights will be his abode in Ruchanius. So he's not becoming a Shimoin, whereas before he was a Reuven. He's discovering a new level of Reuven. In more concrete terms, what he starts seeing is a Torah with limitless depth. Oilam amoik v'niflai, discovers a world that's deep and wonderful. And he wishes from now on to live his life in depth and height. The key word here, the operative word, he wishes, he desires, roitze, he cultivates this ratzoin, to live his life differently. As nepach leishachem. That's when we say that he's been transformed into a different person. Hu gila meimad chadash b'kibu, he's discovered a new dimension within himself. His Torah and the inner dimensions of his own personality they simultaneously arrive within this dimension. Kamu, as we said on the previous page, lamdan, person can be proficient in Gemara study. Machmir b'mitzvois, he can be very punctilious in fulfillment of mitzvois. Askan v'kanai, he can be a public activist, he can be a kanai, v'al kulam u'yachol yosif pashut, and all the more so, for sure, a person can be just a regular, ordinary Jew, v'edene b'chutzumet, and to stand outside. Hushinas ashkaf v'isav, we're talking about a person who may have changed his outlook on the world, misnaheg acheres, behaves differently, mo'itzetam v'sipuk b'chetor, and he may even find satisfaction in a life of Torah. Aval elatzmoy lehigyo hadvarim, but these things have not reached his core. Hu nishar oisoy adam atzmoy shehe lifnei shizchil asuk b'Torah. He remains the same person that he was before his involvement in Torah. וכעת זה נראה אדם התוירה כשנפח לשחרר. What does a terror personality look like when he becomes transformed into someone else? בואי נא איתי ידידי הקורא. Come with me, my friend the reader. נצעדה לחימה. Let's walk on the wall. להסתכל ביופיה של בן פורס עלי יין. To gaze at the beauty of this charming person, quoting the commentary of Chazal on the blessing that Yaakov gave to Yosef. Ben Hachen, that's the meaning of Ben Puras according to Rashi, this charming person, Shechinoi Natui Al Ha'ain Haro'aisi, whose charm is apparent to those who gaze at him. Shehuhu Adam HaTorah, they can tell this is a true Torah personality, they can see. And we were to look at him. Nisboinenana Biskufois Chayav, let's take a look at the different periods of his life, the Avoida, so the different forms of his Avoida, HaMetoros Besefeze, that are described in this Sefer. That's what it is. It's the words are chosen very carefully over here. We're walking on the wall. At the moment, the person is not required to enter. He's given an opportunity to gaze at the Torah world and to see what this transformation can effect, what it can achieve, the beauty of the life of a Talmid Chacham. Says the author further, Mechaber Sefer, the author of this book, and of course it was written anonymously, B'yoseit Tzair Liyamim, when he was young, Ruach Se'ara Hevi'atu Lesech B'chitzas Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anakim. A storm wind brought him into the orbit of a giant. Now here the author is paraphrasing a Pasuk Yoshua, Perik Yudalid, Pasuk Tezvav. There it speaks about Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anakim, this giant among men. Admoir Mo'ir Eneinu Mechaye Meisim B'ma'amaroi Maran Rabbi Yocham Levi B'yishivas Mi'ah HaKadisha. So as a young man he was brought into the orbit of Rabbi Yocham Levi. In Mir, Katan ayav veKatan ishar. The author was small and remained small. VeLichlal talmidav geonei ugdolei eretz loizachal yikanes. He never became one of the great talmidim, the geonim of Yerucham Halevi. Aval ishachen epach gemur. But he too became transformed into someone else. UmiBesaroi chaza. He saw of his own flesh. And this is again a paraphrase from Yoiv. It's Perek Yutes Pasuk Chavav, where the Pasuk there says, Mibesari Echeze Eloika. All this paraphrasing that. He saw in his own flesh, Mahu Tal HaTechiyah Shel Teras Adam. He saw this Tal Techiyah as a phrase that Chazal used, this dew that brings, resuscitates a person. V'chayei HaAdam HaGadol Lemi Shezacha Listofef Bitzilei. For somebody who had the merit of being in his shadow. Shanim Mispar Zachalir Ois V'lishmo Is Admoy Nishmaso Eden. So for a number of years, he had the privilege of hearing and seeing Rabbi Yerucham. Ad alo yisalem arim, until Rabbi Yerucham passed away, this is approximately 1936. Ve'oid shanim mispar zachar shekirvu gedolei talmidav. And for a number of further years, he had the privilege of closeness to the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yerucham. Presumably he means until about 1939. Ve'shuv ba'aruach se'ara ve'hitilatu le'eretz mechakim. Once again, a storm wind came and cast him in a distant land. He spent the war years in Sweden mostly. ומין היום הוא עד היום, from the day until now, לא נלאה מלשיס עצייס בנפשי. He's quoting a paraphrase in Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Yud Gimel, that says, עד ענה אשיס עצייס בנפשי. He is, from the day on, he has sought counsel. כיצד יוכל להחיוס לעצמו? How can he bring alive for himself as הרגשי סנלויס של רגמוס? Those exalted and noble feelings, היראה והשמחה והיסלעבוס הפנימיס, the awe, the joy, the inner enthusiasm, שנסעררו בליבוי מחיצס את מובת תלמידיו הגדולים, that he used to have in the company of Rabbi Yerucham and his great תלמידים. He's tried over the years to recapture those. חיפוש דרך זה, this search, וכמובן על פי יסודס, שניח אדמו נשמסו עדן במאמרה וקדושים. And of course, according to the principles that Rabbi Yerucham left in his essays, כפי הבנסו הדלה של המחבר, in accordance with the impoverished understanding of the author. Who asher hidrich es mechaber? That's what guided the author begishtoy leteres avida soy shel tamid chacham in approaching his work of describing the avida tamid chacham biskuf esav shenis in his different periods of life. Lifroit es kol shenimtza besefer ze to detail, to specify everything in this sefer mi se to sefer shel admoish mseiden and to specify it's taken from particular ideas of Rabbi Yerucham, if Shaki Rabbi, that would be impossible because they're numerous. He's of course quoting Aviyaz, he's paraphrasing Seder Hataras Nedarim, where we do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we say, if Shaki Fultam Ki Rabimim, it's impossible to detail them because they're numerous. He's saying the same Lashon over here. If Shaki Rabimim, it's not possible. Much of it, most of it, is based on the Yesodos of Rabbi Yerucham. Ve'im ha'koyre yispael mi'ezepeh. If the reader finds himself being moved from a particular chapter or ma'amar or particular essay, b'miuchad, more so than others, ye'idana, he should know ki higia le'oznav heid kalush midvar HaKadosh. He should know that what's reached his ears is a faint echo from the holy words of Rabbi Yerucham. V'hinei ze shanim, it's been years, she'ashgacha elyona he'emida ze mechaber b'mkom Torah be'eretz HaKadosh. That the divine providence has placed the author in a Mekom Torah, in Eretz Yisrael. Bechol shnos iskoim harabim, throughout the years when he's been involved with the rabbim, b'inyanei chinuch v'anachal Torah, in matters of chinuch and guidance, oimedes chavayas admon yesh mas'edin ifnei inav, the experience of Rav Yerucham, he visualized that in front of his eyes, usfilach reshis beliboy, and he's had the quiet tefillah in his heart. Ki aboicher batira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who's bocher batira, yezakeu lases belev shema, we're given the privilege of placing in the heart of those who hear, me'ein shaviv, oyse mo'er shebatira, like a spark of that light in the Torah, shehu atzmo zechalo b'imelom, that he, the author himself, experienced in his youth. Achim ze bat, at the same time, this is extremely important, at the same time, lo he'elim einav, he has not ignored, matmura hakabira, he hasn't ignored the colossal change, shechala ben kuslei beis hamidrash, that has happened within the walls of beis hamidrash, uvlibo yislum datura, in the hearts of those who learned Torah, leumas hatkufa shelifnei hashoah, in contrast to the pre-war years. He hasn't ignored it. Hameat shenischadesh lamechaber beyesodes, the little bit that the mechaber himself was mechadesh in the principles, al pi divrei Chazal v'rabbeinu v'shanim v'achronim aleihem ha'shalom, according to his understanding of the words of Chazal v'shanim v'achronim, and over and above that, v'al kulam ha'seder shel atzeres devarim, the order in which he has organized things, hu ma she'echach olid, that is a consequence of necessity, the change in our generation. In his attempt to bring these words closer to this generation. Those who grow in an environment which is completely different from the period of pre-war Europe. So that was his innovation, the little bit that he added, that he says, beyond the principles laid down by Rav Yerucham, because he could not ignore the dramatic changes in generations. Nidme, he says, it seems to me, ki gam ele sheshamu es hadvarim be'alpe. Those who heard it in the yeshiva, orally, yiru kan davar chadash, will still see something here that's new, that will benefit too. Be'itztareif hadvarim litmuna shlema l'derech ha'imesudas, because the words here combine into a full picture. In the yeshiva, those who heard it may have heard parts, bits and pieces. Here, it's a complete picture, or l'derech ha'im mesudas, in an organized way of life. V'hiratzein made Hashem's will. Shekorei hachibur. This is, of course, what he wishes. The readers, the students of this composition, hatzuadim arishu, who are being invited to walk upon the wall, beyitzteyer lifneinem yofiyo shel tamid chachamim biti. When they picture in front of their eyes now, as a result of walking upon the wall, the beauty of a true life of a tamid chacham, yisoyreru l'rezim l'chuma. Halevad that they should be inspired in our terminology, should be awakened to descend from the wall, ulechapes es hashan, to start searching for the gate, bo yikansu be'atzmam lesoch olam haTorah nifla, where they themselves will now enter into the olam haTorah. So even though the sefer is a description, it's walking upon the wall to see the great beauty of the life of a Tamid Chacham, that's not sufficient. We hope that they'll be inspired to actually descend from the wall ultimately and find their own pathway into Olam HaTorah, v'yapech chibur ze lohem, mi'mabat aleishu ul'shari HaTorah. So that this sefer should be transformed from a gaze from atop the wall into gates of guidance. Adkan.